The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your bomb's ass. Big J kills them like OJ Simpson. A quit. If the fingerless glove don't fit, get break quick by that big dick Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Or get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. And natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the club.
Oh, yeah. What's up, everybody? It's the Legion of Skanks podcast coming to you from our Zoom episode. It's the day before Thanksgiving. I'm your host, Big J Okerson. Skanks are all here. We got Davey Smith.
Happy Thanksgiving, gentlemen.
We got the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, Luis J. Gomez, who says...
Was the night before Thanksgiving and all through the house. Luis was pissed off. Pissed off as a...
Mm-hmm.
Well, louses
are pretty pissed off.
Is louse a plural for lice?
No,
they call it like de-lousing, right? So yeah, something.
But I don't think it's for lice particularly. I think de-lousing can be for anything.
It's the singular.
As Brian says, it's the singular.
Huh? Okay. A louse.
Yeah.
Many a louse. Lice.
Yeah. No.
I don't think it's related to lice at all.
Guys, I'm not in a good mood. I'm not in a good mood.
Yeah, but that's
you have lice and you're bald. It's crazy. I'd be pissed too.
Jay, don't exaggerate. He has louse.
Sorry. Lice. You wish you had lice. You have louse.
I have just one louse. One lousy louse. Lewis, the lousy louse. That's my children's book. It's all by himself. He's a louse that lives in a bald guy's ear.
A lousy louse.
Yeah. You're in a bad mood. Like I'd say one out of every three times I see you, I'm in a rancid mood.
I'm sorry.
Three out of those times, it's your fault.
Why can't I have a question?
Mm-hmm.
Why can't you guys actually just be good friends for once and be like, hey, dude, you know what? We're fucking bummed out for you. Why are you in a bad mood? Why
is it always sound?
That sounds less funny. Why do you want to exacerbate my pissed-offedness?
Did your new girlfriend buy you a word calendar or something? Why would you exacerbate my louse?
My exacerbated louse.
Well, what are you in a bad mood about, buddy?
First thing first, I pop a freak all the honeys. I went to get my fucking MRI today, right?
Mm-hmm.
Turns out they don't just give you an MRI. First thing they have to give you an X-ray. And the orthopedist says straight up when I bring the X-ray to him, he was like, oh, it's literally pointless. It's just what the insurance makes you do. They won't give you an MRI without first having the X-ray. He was like, there's no way we can ever tell you what's wrong from an X-ray, just so you know.
Yeah.
So I was like, cool. Just my whole day to literally be in the exact same place. And now I have to go back another week and get an MRI to go back to the doctor. It's infuriating.
Oh, you didn't get the MRI today either.
No, I got an X-ray for no reason.
They made me do that shit when I was having shoulder issues a couple years ago, but they didn't break that. No one explained that to me. I went into the X-rays thinking like, oh, I'm going to find out what's wrong with me today. And then they were just like, oh, yeah, no, there's no way we could tell anything from an X-ray. But you qualify for an MRI now.
Does better or worse, I don't know the answer to this, does better or worse insurance cover more, get more done, skip ahead on certain processes?
I don't know, but the insurance I had at the time was just like marketplace insurance, and that was what they made me do too. I don't know.
I have good insurance. I have expensive insurance, and I go to a good doctor. So yeah, like if I was going to the hospital for an MRI with just like the like I guess what Like I have to, the place that I'm going accepts my insurance. If I didn't have that insurance, though, I'd have to go to the hospital, which is a waiting list for like months to get an MRI. Right. Also, like if I wasn't, I told them that I trained jujitsu. So they like, usually they would make me do physical therapy before I was even getting an MRI if I wasn't doing like sports. So there's like, it's just whatever the whole fucking red tape and the process. And I'm like, I'm going in and they're taking my blood pressure. And I'm like, I saw my general practitioner and they did blood pressure days ago so I can get this appointment. I was like, why are you doing this again? And started getting me like angry. I was like, yeah, well, this is all just so you get paid. Somebody else gets paid. Everyone's got to fucking get their little bit of my fucking money.
This
right?
is just a big Jewish scam.
Jews own the insurance companies and the hospitals.
It was crazy. So, but that's not even what's really
you're not wrong too about the sense that every office you go into from one to the other, even departments, you have to fill out a fucking clipboard's worth of paperwork. This all
same information.
This should always be in a computer at this point. Like even if you get sent to another, location, they should be able to computer transfer that information. Like there's no reason you should cancel those.
This is what happens.
Ask me if I'm diabetic again because I'm going in there because my shoulder's fucked up.
What almost every industry, and it's kind of funny, is the pandemic shone a light on this in a very, very big way. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people that are just there to get a paycheck, and they don't really need to be there, right? We realize that the businesses could still run remotely. A lot of people didn't really need to be into work. The whole 9-to-5, 40-hour week format wasn't a real thing. It was sort of arbitrary and just sort of made up, right? So now I'm still seeing it, though, when you go into a doctor's office or when you go into like any, even like when you see traditional like television shit being filmed right now, you're like, why is there 50 guys on set? Why is it that Joe Rogan's podcast can have one producer behind the camera and have more, you know, 20 times the viewership that most TV shows do, and as good a production? But it's a lot of people that they don't want to admit that their jobs aren't necessary.
And that Jamie makes more than all three of us.
Yes, dude. Yes. When I found out how much Tim Dillon was paying his producer, I was like, really? Tim Dillon's producer is making more than all of the Legion of Skanks?
I show him a nice life.
But that's not even what's putting me in a rancid mood. That put me in an annoyed mood. I was like running 10 minutes late here. I was just sort of like everything was behind.
You're ready to be rancid. You're ready to be rancid.
Well, at first they gave me a referral, but they didn't give me... I think they did give me the piece of paper, but I don't have the piece of paper. So wherever I was going, I was literally guessing. They told me it was across the street from the hospital or the place that I was going. But then I realized that across the street could have meant it was an entire like city block was the building. So across the street could have been one of four other city blocks. It was fucking crazy, dude. So that put me in a bad mood and I was sort of running behind, and I'm, you know, the holidays, I'm feeling pretty good about everything. I'm fucking, you know, but then I'm driving home. And I look at my dashboard in my car, like the wood panel inside of the Audi. And
he goes, this isn't my car.
Oh, my God. I'm in a Beamer.
I don't have a wood panel. Wait a second. I don't start my car with a screwdriver.
Lewis just stole a car on instinct.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
These aren't my seat settings.
That's not my kid.
I look over, there's a person tied up. You have some explaining to do, sir.
Sir, I think you're having a me, myself, and Irene moment here. You just commanded me and my family into my car, carjacked us, and tied us all up.
No, me?
I wouldn't do that. I would never.
Although I am in a bit of a lousy mood.
A lousy mood. So I look down at the wooden panel on my dashboard and I notice that it's like fucked up. Like, no, it's not coming up. I went to the car wash yesterday and they had them do like, you know, a little mini detailing, not a real detailing, but you know, the $70 fucking whatever that version is. Right. You know, you come back in an hour, you're like, cool. It's like, it looks like they use some sort of chemical and it's making like, it just made the fucking wooden panel like it made like these weird almost like cracks in it. It's driving me out of my mind. And then I call them and they're like, yeah, sorry. And by the way, the woman's explanation was so logical. And I know it's them because I took it there yesterday and that's that. But her explanation, she goes, sir, we wash cars. why is your the only car that our stuff is destroyed, like our chemicals are destroying and peeling? Do you think you're the only Audi that we've washed here? We wash Audis every single day, sir. I don't think it's us, but you could bring it in and talk to the manager. And I just know there's no, it's not even that I forget them paying for it. I don't even know the first step on replacing that wooden fucking panel on the inside of my car. Oh, it's making me angry.
Yeah. That car mishap, not your fault, really sucks.
I have no idea. I mean, if it's not them, it is just a massive coincidence that I left it with them yesterday. They cleaned the interior and now it's like that.
It's on the dashboard?
Yeah. Well, not the dashboard. It's like, you know, the wooden panel above the, like between the dashboard and like the computer sure. screen.
Yep.
Well, to figure out what it is, you're going to have to give that wooden panel an MRI. But first, you'll need to give it an X-ray.
You can never tell anything.
We can't.
We're not going to solve the problem of this today, if that's what you're hoping for.
It was crazy. Like the whole it was all a blur. Just what happened just now, and then I came in. I wasn't paying attention to my phone. I said Dave said he was going to be 10 minutes late. I was like, all right, cool, I'll shower. And I looked at my phone. It was fucking 2:46. And I was like, fuck me, dude. Ran over here.
Hot shower.
Yeah, that's annoying, too. It's real annoying when you have, like, all of that shit happen, and you're like, I accomplished nothing. Literally nothing got done.
Oh, yeah.
I rushed around so much. I could have just been playing video games this afternoon.
Yeah, a soul crush to me is doing a lot of effort and nothing getting accomplished. I had a day where I think I took two things. I forget. One of them was going to the DMV to, like, get my license renewed. And like I was like, this doesn't take long at all. And I went down there, and it was like just getting down. I had to
wait. What? It's really funny that you're like the DMV. This won't take long. That's like the one place that is gloriously long,
fast moving lines, excellent customer service.
But they have the place. They have the License Express place.
No, I know. Actually, the DMV stopped being like shitty in like
it's not the caricature it used to be. Yeah.
No. They've sort of figured some stuff out. And a renewal particularly shouldn't take. And it's just getting down there, and you have to wait in a line though still to like get. It was COVID time. So you had to wait in like a crazy line for that. And it was just like an hour and a half, 2 hour excursion. And when I got to the front, he was like, what time is your appointment? I'm like, excuse? He's like, you have to have an appointment to come in.
Oh, no.
And I was like, no, but I mean, you know,
I was on this line. Come on, dude.
I'm like, well, can I at least get like the form or whatever? He's like, no, can't let you. It was just all for nothing. One of them deals. Yeah, and it's like, hours.
What was it? Let me ask you a question. Was it something that it was genuinely like he could have been a cool dude and let you in, or it was like he didn't sure. really have a choice?
Absolutely. Nope. Absolutely could have let you in.
Oh,
he could have. Yeah, it was one of those things I didn't know, and it was like he could have seen that I already waited in like a half hour thing.
Dude, I've learned that in my older age that you literally do catch more flies with honey. Like I've like no longer am I like the Lewis that will like jump down somebody's throat and be like, I'm paying. Like I've learned. If you're just really sweet to them right up front, like, I'm so sorry.
How many times have you applied? When did you learn it?
Like 3 days ago.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. I'm with you.
I was at the Capitol Grill. I was trying to get a seat. It was fucking.
Lewis literally just got a coffee and he was like, thank you. And they're like, you're welcome. And he's like, this is amazing. He goes, holy shit. I say, thank you. They respond with, you're welcome.
Sir, if you don't mind waiting, I can see if we have any availability.
That would be lovely. Thank you, honey.
Thanks, toots. I smack her on the ass. Yeah. It's still better than I used to be.
Yeah.
Nice job, dingbat. It's squeeze.
Oh, my God. So now what do I even do? I'm assuming I'm going to have to go to the Audi dealer and be like, yeah, I need this panel replaced in the inside of my car.
Bobby, you looking up what this panel costs?
I found a door panel. Is it the door panel?
Nope. No.
Panel's the wrong word.
I know. How from Lewis's description did you panel's probably think word. We were talking about the door
wooden,
panel?
Wooden dashboard strip.
Yes.
Bobby's in charge of the whole network.
Yes. I got a taillight.
Interior wood panel for a 2022 Audi.
Bobby's on rockauto.com right now.
Let's see it, Bobby.
Rock Auto.
What do you have?
We'll see if it's
look at like wooden Audi A6 dashboard panel.
All right.
I'll tell you what. I think I would be really good. Because I see this on Bonfire and Skanks.
And looking things up.
Looking things up.
Yes, dude. Well, you know what, dude? I will say, better for the doubt. From the outside perspective, everything looks easier, right? You watch people play professional football, and you think, you know, I could probably do that if I really put in the time.
Yeah, I think I could just do that now. But they,
yes, yes, that's it.
It's not that much, dude. $116.
That's it, Lewis.
Front left side. Wait, left side dash. No, that's the left side wood trim
cover panel. You dumb shit. What year is your car, Lewis? Also.
2020, I think, or 2021.
Take off the word panel.
I'm gonna go. Well, that's what it is. It's that slab. So okay, that's an entire kit where they have all of the. All right, so click on the Bobby. Click on the actual dashboard. Let me see the picture, and I'm gonna show you what it is. Okay, so hover over it. Yes, that's destroyed.
Oh, I think that's what that was. That's what that piece was he was showing.
So that entire long wooden piece right there. No, Bobby. Yeah, there.
Well, no, this would be the right side, right?
Yeah, so I think the left if you look, go to the left now, Bob, I think
that. Yeah.
Yeah, that little tiny bitch piece. That's literally 1/6 of the size of
On that page he was just on, it said there had the right side one, too. Right there, yeah.
Yeah, that's it right there. That's it.
Still pretty reasonably priced.
$170. It's not bad. It's actually not as bad as
So this is nothing, Lewis.
But the service is going to end up being another $300 probably.
Because it's not wood.
It's not actually wood. It's like, you know, fucking flexi wood, fake wood.
So I know. Anytime anything with what you pay for cars and you go inside, you're like, why is this plastic?
Like, can I say
car plastic?
It does make me feel better just even knowing that it wasn't as expensive as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
And that I actually started coming up with solutions, which is like looking up the part, I'm bringing it into Audi to have a service anyway on Friday, so I could probably just ask them.
Calling a lumber yard, maybe trimming it down myself, taking some measurements, get it to size.
We're turning your day around.
I'm thinking of getting some woodwork.
Hey, Lewis, they came back with your x-ray results. We figured out what it was. Your whole day is turning around now. Yeah. Turns out you're just scared of Jason Ellis.
You need an MRI.
All right, gentlemen, real quick, we have to fucking say, I mean, maybe the best deal on the internet right now for Black Friday, if you go to yokratom.com, if you're over the age of 21 years old, you're in the market for Kratom, you fucking want your Kratom, you love your Kratom, they always have the best prices ever. It was a $60 kilo. This is crazy. If you order 2 kilos of Kratom from yokratom.com, guess what? $50 kilos.
Impossible.
It's 50 per kilo.
50 per kilo.
$100 for 2 kilos.
Yep.
Lab tested.
I'm saying you can cut
delicious
that.
Kratom.
Cut that. Flip it. Street value.
Look, if you want to,
that might make you $70.
That is the beginning of you becoming a Kratom dealer. This is it.
This is it. You're moving. This is weight. You're pushing weight.
If I was in middle school, I would be selling other middle schoolers Kratom, unquestionably.
Of course you would.
I would.
Out of a briefcase, cap it up for them, whatever they need.
Don't do that, middle schoolers, if you're listening to this show. But if you're over 21 years old and you want to get Kratom really cheap, and it's high-quality Kratom, might I add, yokratom.com, 2 kilos for just $100.
If you're 13, by the way, and you're listening to this show, your parents do Kratom.
Yeah. All right. You're going to get into a whole lot worse than Kratom.
All right. Where were we?
This is well,
what are you doing tomorrow for Thanksgiving?
Going to my mom's house. I'm in Philly.
Are you bringing anything?
No. My sister and them are cooking. I should probably grab a bottle of wine or something, but no one drinks at the house really.
Yeah. Well, you do.
Yeah, grab a bottle of wine. Grab yourself a bottle of wine, then drink it in front of everyone.
Yeah. Hey, you guys want to see me get wine drunk? I'm just gonna go there and eat, and then probably kick out pretty early.
Yeah,
wacky weekend ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to my sister's, and I'm making my own baked macaroni and cheese.
Nice. Oh,
yeah, it's one of my 3 to 5 dishes that I would say is my jam. How do you make your mac and cheese? Because I can give you a motherfucker of a recipe.
Well, I got a motherfucker of a recipe from a black lady on TikTok.
Okay.
And I already have all the ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be...
Is it a pretty creamy one?
It's... yeah, it's pretty creamy. There's a few different types of cheese. It's very gooey. you know, the top all crusted and fucking charred.
Were you told to use the spiral ones or the ridged ones because they hold the cheese better?
Elbows.
Yeah, but with the ridges?
I don't know.
Okay.
Wow. You haven't done the first bit of research on this, have you?
This is an old black lady. Like, no offense to Big J. Mm-hmm. I'm sure your macaroni and cheese is fine.
It is.
But this is an old black lady with a TikTok channel where she's literally like, mm-hmm, look at this hot stuff. Yo, yo.
Lewis makes a good point. I'm going with her.
Okay. Well, I'll say this right now then. I will have a baked macaroni and cheese contest with you as soon as you'd like.
Jay, we talk this big game and then we never have these contests.
You think I won't make a baked macaroni and cheese?
Dude, next Skankfest, gun in the butt 3, baked macaroni and cheese off.
We each open a stand of baked macaroni and cheese.
And whoever sells more baked macaroni and cheese wins.
there's no way we won't be able to make that much macaroni and cheese.
Dude, I'm going to do like the Revenge of the Nerds. I'm just going to have naked pictures of Alex in, underneath the cups.
That's my pie, says Harrington.
Oh, shit. No, I mean, this shit is pretty fucking fire. Why? What is yours? What would you say is the differentiator for your baked macaroni and cheese? What do you do to it? Give me the elevator pitch on the ingredients and what it is.
Basic macaroni, 2 gigantic blocks of sharp white and sharp yellow cheddar cheese.
Mm. I like a sharp cheddar.
Ricotta cheese.
Ricotta.
I like it. And a little bit of mozzarella. Breadcrumbs.
Mozzarella in there. Breadcrumbs. Yeah, that's a good touch. Breadcrumbs.
And then if you pour just milk, regular old milk, into the pan about halfway up, when you're after about 30 minutes of baking it, it keeps it all nice and moist when you finish baking it. And there's no, like, there's not milk in the bottom of the pan or anything. And then
this
one does sound pretty good. I like to crisp up the top, but it's terrible for you.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's no macaroni and cheese that's good for you.
Not wrong.
Yeah. This is with Colby Jack, sharp cheddar, heavy cream.
Nice.
Sour cream, cream cheese.
Sour cream. What?
Pepper, paprika, Cajun spice. All that shit, doggy.
Yeah, that's some next level mac and cheese.
I was going to say, I might take a back seat to that already. There was some things. It doesn't even sound like different and bad. It sounded awesome.
No, it's dude. I mean, I almost want to like send you.
I've never even thought of cream cheese involved in a mac and cheese.
Bobby, I'm sending you the video right now. That's it. I already showed this to Shannon on a Realized Podcast, but I think it deserves a little bit of fucking love because it is.
Your cheese in your cheese. Get some of that cheese.
Yeah, here we go. I just sent it to you, Bobby. Give it a second. See, I'm bringing mac and cheese, bringing a couple bottles of liquor, some wine. Here we go.
Some liquor and some wine.
Some liquor and wine. Liquor in the back. Booker in the rear.
You're gonna get zipped up at your aunt's house.
Yeah, my son's out of town, so I get to just be like drunk Uncle Lou.
Just go hit all the women.
Yeah, just hit on my cousins.
Yeah. Hey, James is out of town.
Hey, you sure? What? You sure I've grown up?
Yeah. My. Somebody's not 8 years old anymore. Wee-hoo. Talking about our cans, everybody. Dude, Lewis, Tokyo, am I right?
Uncle Lewis, when James isn't around, is the best uncle ever.
Doing in Tokyo on this baby.
Damn, look at this. Good. Dude, this shit's fire.
It does look good.
I said, I got to execute it, so...
Yeah, I didn't think you were going to go for such a complicated recipe. So
yeah, well, my girlfriend sent it to me, and I was like, "Yes, whatever you want."
And she goes, "Ooh, this makes me all wet when I watch it." Babe, I'm going to go grab cream cheese right now.
Hey, he's not trying to.
You have to make a roux.
Wow.
Bad,
baby. Cheese and stuff. Just play it.
Hey, they ate Auntie Macaroni and Cheese up at the cookout.
Turn it down a little bit. It's very loud.
Because I want y'all to have really same loud. Diet. Pay attention now. So first, you're going to make you a roux out of melted butter and flour. Then you're going to add in your heavy cream and some of your cream cheese. It's about 4 ounces. What? Make sure you stir in that cream cheese, get all the lumps and the bumps out, okay?
I love this
personal
woman's
preference,
channel.
But one of my most favorite things to do is shred my own cheese. I love to use Colby Jack and Extra Sharp for my macaroni and cheese.
Oh, I got a fingernail in there.
Yo, I'm going to make this.
It's good, dude.
I like
By the way, it's hilarious that one of the hashtags underneath is Black TikTok.
Hell yeah.
On the counter for a few minutes before I shred it because it helps
that clock is running
a whole
late.
Lot easier and a whole lot smoother. Now look, no shade, no tea, but I know some of y'all don't like to use seasoning, but for me and my macaroni and cheese, I'm gonna
wait,
use
is this
Cajun
you playing this song
smoke.
Or is she playing no. Summertime behind
she's
it
she's playing great. Summertime it rules this whole channel rules
freaky. And look, another thing, y'all be telling me not to rinse my noodles, but I learned a long time ago in the military you're supposed to rinse them in cool water to stop the cooking process, and I'ma stick to that. It works for me. Now for some added flavor, I'ma toss these here noodles in some melted butter. Then I'll pour on this cheese sauce. Look at it. All creamy and smooth and cheesy looking. And look, if you want to try, please add some more cheese sauce. Nobody wants no dry macaroni at the cookout or anywhere. Top off your macaroni with the rest of the cheese and some smoked paprika. And oh, I forgot to say, please preheat the oven to 400 degrees. Now grab you some foil spray with some nonstick spray. You're going to pop that macaroni and cheese in the oven. Bake it for 30 minutes with the foil on.
Dumb bitch didn't even use breadcrumbs.
You know, it's funny. I showed this to Shannon and she said the exact same thing. And then we just trashed Shannon for 5 full minutes for trying to tell a black woman how to cook. Yeah. What's funny is there is breadcrumbs in the recipe.
Really?
Because I bought
interesting.
Because I bought them.
Breadcrumbs at all. That looked fucking delicious.
It did look like the best macaroni and cheese I've ever
seen. I'm going to do my own version of that video for you guys.
Can you like save us a little slice for
all right, but
I'll bring it in on Monday Skanks. Yeah.
You got to do the same song and vernacular.
I will. Oh, here now, sugar child. Look at my mac and cheese. This nobody wants some dry ass macaroni and cheese.
You want to get all that creamy goodness up in there, child.
Dude, me as a black woman, it's hilarious.
I got to tell y'all.
Girl.
You want all that creamy goodness in it now, girl.
Drop it.
Sweet Lord Jesus, that's some good ass mac and cheese.
If you got some fine black man in your life, let me tell you something. You need to give him some macaroni and cheese. The way to a man's heart is through his tummy.
Lewis, give us your Thanksgiving Day football picks.
I think that the Orange Bay Flagoliers are going to...
Ooh, they're looking bounce. Good this year.
They're going to trounce the Phillips City Screwdrivers.
There you have it. Mm-hmm. That's hot take from Lewis. Lewis taking the points. I was just transitioning.
Is it college ball? I heard college ball, right?
College ball. It. That's it.
It's college ball. I don't root for boys to win their boy games. That's crazy.
No. The NFL is on Thanksgiving. It's pro. Oh. Pro on Thanksgiving. I'm not sure why Dave just sent you down that path.
I was just agreeing with him. He was going down the path. I just kept pushing him down there.
Well, I also thought when he first said it, he was like, there's college ball, right? And I was proud of him for going. He goes, yes, there is also college ball. There's college ball and professional ball. But no, tomorrow is always football. But this is a kid who's getting recruited to college, correct? This story here, this top story?
Yes.
I heard about this, or I saw the headline. I didn't get to see the thing yet, but this kid was going to be But yeah, he's going to Florida. Lost
top,
a scholarship over
top
this
quarterback network. Recruit. He raps the N word in a he's it's not his song. He's just singing along with a song.
Jesus,
come on, really? It's not
yeah.
That.
Do they have the video?
So they only have like a 3-second clip of him saying.
That's all it was. That's all he posted. He posted just a 3-second clip. He posted it himself. It wasn't even like somebody canceled him. Like he just was like, "Yo, look, you know, well, I'm an idiot never, kid."
Oh, it's when he was a kid.
No, it's now.
He is a kid.
Okay, so that's somebody putting it on repeat. But I mean, literally, this kid had his life just fucked up by some internet trolls.
Like, if they were going to ruin him for being a wigger, I'd be okay with it. But
yeah.
This is too far.
Problem. So he posted
that's just
it last
insane,
week.
Man.
Wow. Does he even mouth the N-word in it?
Yeah, he does. He's a Nice high school athlete. And then I guess the University of Florida made the decision to pull their offer from him. And also, I mean, I don't know if I'm crazy. It's just, it's too late, right? Like, he can't go get into another school to play in the fall. The way admissions work and all that other shit, like, that's that.
Probably.
Here's the problem. I deeply apologize for the word. Wait, go back. God damn it.
No, maybe he can. I don't know.
He goes, I deeply apologize for the words in that song that I chose to say. It was hurtful and offensive to many people, and I regret. That's what I'm. It's not.
I mean, look, they went to a they probably hired some, you know, specialists in whatever they call it,
PR.
Yeah, some PR specialists, right? That says this is this is what it is. This is word for word what you have to say, because it's just a generic apology.
Be so
if he's trying to get into another college, and to be honest, by the way, another college will probably just pick him up because why not? There's going to be some publicity surrounding him coming. It'll be I'm hoping that his career isn't over something that's just pretty dumb. I mean, look, the reality is that in this day and age, if you're fucking trying to have a real job, or even not a real job, even if you're a comic or anything else, like, we've fucked ourselves. It's over. We can't ever have real corporate jobs at this point. We can't ever get real.
Rapping along with raps. That's but always going to be what I say about it. They go, what about this? I go, I was rapping along with raps.
You just feel bad for like a fucking, like, I mean, kids are fucking.
No, this sucks, man. That really does suck. But I mean, I'm getting away from that was, I'm just saying more like the apology itself. Like, you're giving so much, like, again, it's like I said, everyone's like, everybody wants to play like, it's like LARPing. It's like real world LARPing. Everyone's pretending.
Dude,
he should know that nobody's hurt and offended. Someone just saw an opportunity to like fucking, they saw something like, oh, this can go haywire. So let me blast him for it. And it there it is. Takes away his fucking thing.
It sucks that you have to even pretend that, and you can't just like make your defense what it should be. You're like, you guys are really for ruining my life because rapped over and said the lyrics of a song. The truth is like,
yeah, I've clearly been around black people my whole life as a football player. You know what I mean? Like, it's just a weird thing.
He goes, I'm the one who's the thinking man's position. I throw the ball to them. And they do incredible feats of athleticism.
I have to get in their minds, which is easy because they're tiny.
He is a horrible racist.
Yeah, he's just a terrible, terrible racist.
But I mean, I legitimately feel bad for like violent felons who have to fill that out on a job application for the rest of their life if they committed their violent felony like when they were a kid. You know what I mean? Like someone who like served their time. And then gets out, like, fuck, like, beat the shit out of someone when they were, like, 18, goes to jail for it, comes out. And then, like, when they're, like, 30, they still have to fill that out on, like, a job application. Like, I feel bad for that person that their life is, like, fucked up because of this. Like, this guy did nothing.
I feel bad for child molesters who have to go around the neighborhood and tell everyone that they fucked a kid. It's like, come on, dude, leave him be.
But I'm saying,
leave him be.
What's a mind blow to me on this is he's
And
like,
then they're always dicks to you.
Go back to that, Bobby, that write-up. Everything I see in this, like, there's so many holes in it that I hate. It was that. He goes, I recognize that even when I'm going along with a song, my words still carry a lot of weight. I mean, the sentence was, I'm back, nigga, which is, I assume, a black person saying it in the song. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I'll tell you, it was probably not somebody's father.
But you know what I'm saying? Like, what weight did it carry? That sentence carries no weight.
Yeah, it's a phony apology. It's just, like Lewis said, it's just, this is the game you have to play now if you want some other school to maybe take you.
Yeah, I wondered, is there any update if another school is interested or if he can go to another school, Bobby?
Howard University.
There were other schools that recruited him, but they are...
Gilman College.
But it's unclear if they're still pursuing him. It's not known yet.
Yeah, I mean, if he's a top recruit for Florida, he probably got 30 letters.
I'm looking for the actual song that he was singing.
That's what I think, like, the whole thing is. Like, if you, man, damn, dude.
Florida. That's just fucking, like, you know.
For him to imagine that those three, like, that fucking sentence is what's going to shut down, like, a, an NFL possible career. It's
not, well, it's not. But I mean, like, you could put it on the three words, Jay. He could say "I'm back" as much as he wants to. It was really one word that got him.
Yeah, but I feel like the other two help the third in pulling it away from problematic.
Well, you'll hear about like guys being like investigated for like brutally raping a girl, and they still get to play on the team, and they're like, "Well, you know, we're gonna." It's under investigation. It's like this kid got pulled for something so mild and dumb. By the way, if he was also just caught saying the N-word like that white chick who was calling the black chick the N-word, did we watch it on the show?
I don't know. What's Deshaun Watson's thing? Isn't that pretty crazy? He's coming back in the middle of the like soon, I think, right?
But did you know what I'm talking about, Jay? The white chick who she's like hammered at like a student event on college campus.
She's like literally blackout.
And then there's another plan. One like the student that's like, you know, working the event, she's a black chick, and she's like, "No, you can't go in." And this girl just starts going, "You are," and she's like calling her the N-word over and over again. And fucking, it's, I mean, look, I jerked off to the video.
I was there.
Find this video. I can't believe Jay hasn't seen this. This is one of like, this should have been on Who's Most Justified saying the N-word. We just haven't done one in a minute.
Criminal charges?
Yeah, she's hitting her.
No. Thank you. I'm the girl. I did not get paid enough for this.
Exactly.
Thank you.
She keeps on saying, "You're a nigger and you're a bitch," over and over and over again to her face. It's fucked up.
But she is like literally on another planet levels of drunk. Right,
I don't think that
like,
excuses it.
No, I'm not saying it excuses it. I'm just saying it's a matter of fact.
The same way that I feel like alcohol will give you an excuse. It gives you an excuse to be a dickhead. It gives you an excuse to be a slut. It gives you an excuse to.
Yes.
The reality is, even when I've been like as drunk as possible, there's a little part of the conscious part of me going like, "Oh, cool. I could just be an asshole because I'm this drunk."
Okay. But I don't know. Even in that, though, what you said can be an asshole versus being something like, I mean, that's like. Did that girl ever speak out and be like, "Oh my God, I can't believe I did that"? Because by the way, she should face criminal charges for like.
That's what she got arrested for.
She was basically trying to fight her. I don't know if
it was public intoxication and assault. That's what she got arrested for. Yeah. But that's what ruined her life. Like I mean, probably not. She's a cute enough white chick. She'll probably bounce back.
She's also unrecognizable on the video. Really?
No, she's very recognizable. Her picture's all over the place. Her name is all over the place. This will follow her.
If you Google her, I bet this is the first thing that's coming.
She's
up.
She's going to literally have to change her name in order to get a job in like the real workplace.
Yeah,
right. It is what, Bobby?
Oh, it is the first thing that comes up when you Google her name.
Of course. What's her name?
Sophia Rosing.
Sophia Truth Rosing.
that chick seems. Her. I don't know. I really feel no sympathy for her. I mean,
it's not a very sympathetic video.
The sympathy I would feel for is that like. I know that if she, let's just say she did come to and be like, "Oh my God, that's crazy out of character for me." I know people who's like, do things I feel like they would never do, like drunk, you know what I mean? But like an apology, the problem is worthless now. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, there's no more sincere apologies.
It doesn't matter if there's a video of her bringing Thanksgiving dinner to that girl's house. And profusely, do you know what I mean? Like the world will be like, even if that lady and her family accept her apology, the world will always be like, "Nah, you're done. That's it forever." There's no redeem story for that girl. That's what sucks. She's not famous enough. Do you know what I mean? The story's just forever.
Well, yeah,
now.
Like you think like I'm not even against the public apology thing. Like I think like with the kid who's playing football for Florida, like to me, what feels right in something like that, even if you want to say, "Hey, you know, you can't be fucking posting videos of yourself using the N-word, even if you're rapping along to a song." It's like the coach should almost be like, "Yeah, you got to fucking apologize. And then you owe me like fucking 300 suicides or something."
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You
know
what
I mean?
Like right. That's like to
get
me.
Get down and give me 20.
Like that's like what I feel like how it's supposed to be handled. Make him. There should be a punishment.
His wife. I don't think his wife should be ruined for the thing. I promise you, he thought.
Now this chick,
he wouldn't have posted if he thought it was going to be taking racist because he's in a world where that would like very negatively affect him being deemed a racist.
Yeah.
I mean, when they called the guy, when Riley Cooper got exposed for that video on the Philadelphia Eagles, they were just beating him up at practice, like his own team.
Yeah. Which is if you're a white quarterback, you're going into a locker room filled with just dozens of other black dudes, and the only other white guy you got in there is your kicker. All right, you do not want to be on the wrong side of that fight.
You got four maybe offensive linemen, maybe.
Yeah, that's true.
But they're not taking everybody else out.
Yeah, but there is how much does it follow them, right? So you got to think about like famous racists in the past. Like, remember there was the guy who gave out his address. He was like, blah, blah, blah. You know what? You can find me at 225 Main Street, motherfucker. And then an hour later, there was 150 black people outside of his window. Do you think that guy is still being affected by it? I don't think so. I think the way the news cycles work, I think that guy, just like this girl, I think
he might have had to move.
Well, where is it? Maybe that, but let's just say, what would it affect him? So if you're saying we don't know his life, so it may have affected him if he was trying to get a job at Ace Hardware, but if he was already like, you know, I don't know, like doing some job where he makes a ton of money, some kind of engineering or something, like I think his life's fine.
That almost becomes a problem too. It really depends on sort of like what the woke infrastructure of your like job is. If you're in a big city under a corporate infrastructure, probably fucked. Like, you know, it's almost like
you're not gonna work for Google or nothing like that.
Yeah, but it's even forget just Google. Like, I just feel like you're not gonna work for like Equinox. You're not gonna work for Blockbuster. I guess Blockbuster Video's not around anymore, but you're not gonna work for like
that one.
there goes your career at Tower Records.
Goody's got it. No, it doesn't. You know what, because you can't work at Sam Goody's.
Nobody beats the Wiz. Yeah, you do. You beat the Wiz. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like if you're probably working like a job for a trucking company and it got back to your boss, even if it was like a high paying job, you know what I'm saying? Like, even if it got back to your boss, I think your boss would be like, I don't fucking care. Do you?
That's what I was telling him on the CB radio last night. I'm glad he's getting the word out there.
But we're like, you know,
got a bandit out here on 70.
Well, yeah, if you're like, to Jay saying before, like, yeah, you may not be able to even work at like an Ace Hardware store, but you could work at like Jim's Hardware store. You know what I mean? Like, you could probably still work at some random job. But yeah, I agree with Liz. If it's particularly in a big city, if it's a big corporate job, I think you're in a lot of trouble. Those guys, I don't know about. Like, that guy's thing didn't go, I think, as super viral as like that chick's thing did. And it's also not quite as bad. She's like literally like,
I think he was worse in a weird way. He's not drunk and he's not hot.
Yeah, that was that.
Who?
Yeah,
which guy?
That's true. The guy who gave out his address we're talking about. Yeah, yeah. I can't even remember exactly what he said.
I don't remember what his crime was. It was saying the N-word for sure. It was, I think he argued with some fucking, I think he argued with his neighbor or whatever and then like called him the N-word and then was like, come fucking see me. Oh, yeah, they did. Yeah, but I almost feel like that was a pretty big viral moment. I think they're probably comparably equal viral moments. Right. That was pretty huge at the time.
I think her life is more ruined than his.
Yeah, because he's already 50. All the relationships, like
moving away. He's moving away from having his problem solved.
Do you remember the dad who like sort of threatened to kill the girl's dog?
Yes.
We covered that on the show recently. Remember, he was like a real piece of shit.
Yeah.
Like when you did the deep dive on that guy, he like owned some like big companies in his hometown. Like that was like the thing. Like he wasn't like, and you figure like he didn't get displaced from those companies for that. And he was a legitimate piece of shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He got sort of flamed online. But if you're not in the world, if your business doesn't live online, like if you have like a lighting warehouse that's just been around for 30 years and it's not like a digital based business, like it doesn't.
It
really
was interesting. You're kind of outside the reach of like the cancel mob.
You just
like,
put your phone down and you go, oh, it literally isn't affecting me in any way. Nobody gives a shit. All my clients are still going to order from me because they're just not going elsewhere. They don't give a shit about this stuff. But we're increasingly more becoming that world. Like the digital world is becoming more reality. People are going to communicate this. The next generation, for sure, like that 100% will follow you. So for that girl, the reason that really her life is ruined much more than that guy is just because in 10 years, in order to get online, like her digital profile will follow her. Like that was all just going to follow her. The social media side of it is all, it's like some fucking Black Mirror shit. It's going to all so like,
lame. It's so yeah. lame. It's so lame. But I do also feel like there's a point where like, it is like the cry wolf though things, you know what I mean? Like some people are eventually going to say it's going to take time. Everything's like so new, but like, there's going to have to be like the crime to fit the, or the punishment to fit the crime. Is going to have to even out at some point. Do you know what I mean? But it's also, you've given people who have no purpose other than to, like, you know, have a family and die a reason to believe they're part of something bigger, and everyone loves leading a charge. That's when I said I watched that Shadowland documentary. That's exactly what it is. It's Pennsylvania people going like, if we go to this insurrection, you know what I mean? It's like, we have a purpose now. We're not just people.
You also create those people.
Pennsylvania. Well,
I think you watch it happen with a few comedians. You watch it happen. I mean, definitely for sure. Like, you know, it's almost like the weird, like reverse indoctrination into like the other side. You push people to be extreme, right? That whole January 6th thing, like that's all like sort of a response. And
oh, yeah,
you know,
the 2020. The whole year of 2020, the Black Lives Matter thing too. It's all like fucking.
You sort of push these people to like sort of have an extreme response where if you kind of go like, hey, you know what? This guy said the N-word, he's an idiot, you know, egg on your face, like fucking.
Dude,
you know,
I couldn't agree with you more, dude. I think I've said this before that like every time I see like some video of like, you know, they're like the drag queen, you know, strip club with little kids there or something like that. My first thought is like, that is so fucked up that they have kids there. And then my immediate second thought, it's not even two, it's like 1A, is I go, we're going to live under a right-wing dictatorship. Mm-hmm. Like they're going to make right-wingers out of liberals when they see this shit. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, it's like they do drive people. It's a very weird thing where they claim there's this big problem and they're actually creating way more of it.
Yeah, also if a word,
no, nobody young was right wing or conservative. Anyone under 30 was like, yeah, I'm pretty liberal, like, dude, who cares? And then it became this whole like, you know, you had to be one or the other. And at one point, you're like, well, I'm not you, so I guess
I'll join the opposition. Yeah,
yeah.
But where's the equal thing for like if the let's just say like the N-word becomes a word you can't say at all. Do you know what I mean? Like,
it has.
No, you're wrong.
We're pretending it isn't, but it is.
You're saying for a white person, for sure.
Yeah.
Black people too?
I'm saying like, then if it's a, do you get what I'm saying? Like, how could the same word end somebody? Every other word besides that is universal. Like the problem, you know what I mean?
You make
a good fire in a crowded theater.
You make a good point, Mike.
Like, everybody can't read.
Yeah, but they're gonna make that will be the sort of the justification will be civil unrest, and that is their own version of yelling fire in a crowded theater is just saying the N-word.
I know, but a black person,
but they'll say for
and a Jewish person would get in trouble for saying nigger, but it doesn't seem, it's like, I don't know, man. It's just like a weird, again, I understand. Getting in trouble for
it's weird. It's weird because
of
the
context
right.
of usage of the usage of the word. But I mean, the guy. I mean, this kid in this video. It's just, I don't even. I bet I would really not enjoy this kid's personality whatsoever.
What are you talking about? You, it's Dylan. You bring him on the road with you,
right? I can only handle one Dylan, and this guy's real Dylan-y. No, do you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I'm not like rooting for the kid even. I feel more that like, I'm just like, damn, dude, that's just like a bit of a fuck job. Like,
it's not about the kid. Yes, the kid sucks. I'm saying any 18 year old kid that makes a dumb mistake as simple as like, it could be worse than that. It could be fucking them like committing a crime even. I feel bad for that kid because like he didn't know what the fucking weight of this was going to be, and now his life is likely ruined. So, and maybe it won't be, but it likely is, and it'll likely follow him. It'll be a fucking pain in the ass if this kid keeps on playing football even at a high level. This will follow him and it'll be a pain in his fucking ass probably for the rest of his career and his life.
I that's why I used That's why I used the example, though, before of like a kid who committed a violent felony when he was a kid. You know what I mean? A legal adult, even say 18, 20 or something like that. And then is 35 and like completely regrets it. You know what I mean? Like, is, I feel like there should be a path to redemption for the Luis J. Gomez who didn't have the common sense to not go rob that guy and rob him and gets caught. I'm not saying like there should be a punishment.
You know, interesting.
I don't think you should be ruined for life over it.
Interesting,
I mean,
Dave, for what you're saying, Bobby, if you go to the front page of World Star today too, there was a thing where it's like a young kid, maybe like 10 years old or something, like gunned down like 2 20-year-old chicks, and it looks like he's like pretty like brazen about it. Keep going.
A 10-year-old guns down 22-year-olds.
I think you
right
see
right there, 14-year-old boy.
Yeah, 14-year-old. I mean,
and the Dothan community was shocked when two women were found shot to death in the 200 block of Fifth Avenue last night. But now new details are coming out. Good evening. I'm Mike Gerspan filling in for Amanda.
Great newscaster voice.
I'm Mike Gerspan. I'm the last actual racist at this news channel. They have me covering the story because these animals, we know what they're capable of.
Find this monster before he kills your white wife.
We have live team coverage with Robert Smith Jr., who's got more on the victims. But first, to WDH.
Wow, how
Dixon.
Much does it piss off Mike Gerspan that Aaron Dixon just doesn't take this job seriously at all? Yeah. He's like, throw on a goddamn shirt, Tubby.
Even Robert Smith Jr., who is barely human, put on a tie.
Even this colored fellow was able to throw on a tie. You think you can help out here, Aaron? You look like a pig. What are you working for, Under Armour? Hide your lapel, Mike, you scumbag.
You're white, Aaron. You're white.
The murders with the latest.
Mike, I'm at the intersection of
Hamilton
Street.
I'm so pissed off at my dad. Everything fucking sucks. Now these two black chicks are dead. I don't know.
Why does he look like a shamed Harrington?
I know. I want to shut up. Why don't you guys shut up and let me do the news?
I don't want to wear a tie.
Because it makes my neck's fat for my body.
I choose comfort.
Avenue in Dothan. And tonight, it is pretty quiet. But last night, it was the scene of a double murder investigation.
This is
where
a nepotism hire.
I mean, why would this kid be on television on the news? He's blinking like a weirdo.
Everything's less scary. They have me come out here at night.
He's got a lisp. He's stuttering over his words. He's dressed like shit.
Shut up. My dad owns this network.
14-year-old suspect Vincent Lamar Oliver Jr. is accused of killing Jasmine Bean and Jalexis Wells.
Another thing that's pretty silly about this whole situation is that two of these girls were 20 years old. By the way, Bobby, can we follow him, please, on Instagram? Or, his Instagram, please. I'd like to.
Aaron Dixon TV, Aaron please.
When police arrived at the Dothan home on the 200 block of Fifth Avenue,
on the 200 block.
Bean and Jalexis Wells dead from gunshot wounds. Neither Jalexis. Bean nor Wells lived at the home.
We have gained some information that there was possibly a...
She is survived by her little sister, Jem Mercedes.
Party by that big get-together.
We're suspecting it was another black person who shot them.
Location, and there may have been an incident from stem from that.
Oliver Jr. was named a suspect by police this morning. Almost 3 hours
innocent.
Ago, police confirmed that he had been taken into custody. He is now being held in the Southeast Alabama Diversion Center here in Dothan. Several photos of Oliver
this
Jr.
Kid's really, this kid's really trying to come off guilty.
I mean, yeah, it's a bad argument.
Yeah, you really shouldn't post shit like this if you're planning on murdering people in the future.
I'm innocent.
It might be used against you.
Him holding guns. He has been charged with a juvenile in the case, and this is not his first run-in with the law. He had active.
I don't mind this kid's bracelet game at all.
No, dude, he dresses toy. Obviously, he's a real ass dude, real deal thug.
Orders of attempted assault first degree and one count of discharging a firearm into an occupied vehicle from July of this year. One Dothan resident.
Jay, he dresses like your left leg.
This guy's one fifth of my Voltron.
He's got chains and a bandana and rips.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking belt buckle game, sick.
This year, one Dothan resident was shocked when she heard that the suspect was so young.
But whoever did do it should not be walking free. But at that age, they need some mental health as well. I don't know how our parenting world is. There's too many people dying from guns.
We do not.
That's actually known. That's Katana from Mortal Kombat. That's what she's up to now.
She's a ninja, an old ninja.
Yeah.
Well, sorry, hello. I'm retired ninja. I thought this was going to be a safe community. I got out of the Mortal Kombat game about 15 years ago. I'm over here now. I was getting killed with guns. I'm almost getting ready to go back to one of the other three realms.
I didn't realize there'd be so many Jaxes in the neighborhood, if you know what I mean.
They're all act. They look like Jax and act like Baracus. You know what I'm saying?
We do not yet know the motive of the murders or how well Oliver Jr. knew the two victims, but police do believe that other people were at the get-together at the time of the shooting.
And I'm dearly sorry to both parents. I can only imagine this. This is very sad, having babies killing babies, for one. It is awful.
I can't believe I just saw a real-life Babe Ballady.
Babe Ballady. I didn't believe. No. I wouldn't believe. You believe there's a ninja in town? I didn't even know that. This place is so weird and so many different kinds of people. A black child kills two black women and only white people live next door to them. I the only person for you.
The only person willing to do an interview with a ninja.
He looks like Fat Travis Boston.
Dude, is he doing a fucking impression of what's his name? It looks like he's doing
I'm the stuffed shirt who's been on here before. Black people are bad. White people are good.
Dude, it looks like he's doing what's his name on the news on the weekend update.
He's definitely on the spectrum or something.
Chris Farley.
We're making fun of a retarded kid.
No, stop it. He's not. First of all, let's see. Is that his check?
We say
goodbye to Polk. What's the Polk?
It's some probably where they live.
Oh no, this is that's Polk. Did she die?
It's friendship. That's hilarious. Oh yeah. So she's quitting. She's quitting the job.
Oh yeah. Your friendship is the world of me. All right, so go, what else?
Oh, he annoys all these guys.
I feel like
Smith Jr. though.
Let's see.
Oh, he holds the guys on his shoulders.
I mean, look,
does
dude.
Get late at work.
Hey.
Hey, would you mind putting your wiener that's been in all these chicks on my back?
Watch. I'm gonna ride Aaron like a horse. Watch.
You guys don't think I can get up on Aaron's shoulders? I can.
He won't do shit about it.
Oh man, the way my legs pull his shirt back are really gonna hug his tits and gut for the picture. Bob, you knew what to look at, you son of a bitch. Let's hear another one of his reels.
Daytime at 11 o'clock. I'm Aaron Dixon. It is Friday, September 9th. Flood concerns are never far from minds for our area.
Go back.
Flood concerns.
Because I'm here working for WBN News.
Flood concerns.
Flood concerns.
11 o'clock. I'm Aaron Dixon. It is Friday, September 9th. Flood concerns are never far from the minds for our area responders in Geneva, the city of Two Rivers. A father and son.
He just threw it to himself?
Yeah.
Here we are. We're going to go live on site to Aaron Dixon.
Aaron, good to hear from you, man. I'm out here in the woods here. There's a house. They're telling me something happened, I think, within the house. And, you know, I guess more details as they come to arrive. I'm going to throw it back to Aaron in the studio.
Thanks, Aaron. Now we got to see what the weather is going to be this weekend. Aaron?
Hello and welcome to WDHN Daytime.
We got a tide moving in here, so there's going to be when this hot front meets this cold front, that means bad weather. Look out, Allegheny Valley, because you're about to get blasted with snow. You know what? Did you get your sled and stuff ready for the big slippery weekend?
I like him. Hey, Aaron Dixon like him. Rules, dude. Go fucking follow
him. He's a good dude.
Aaron Dixon rules.
Yeah. He doesn't really.
Oh, let's finish the story. We never even finished it.
Yeah.
out due to Oliver Jr.'s age of 14 and a restriction of a court order. No more information will come from the police department at this time. But we do know that he is being charged as a juvenile, and that if he is convicted, he could be charged with life or life without parole. Mike,
look at Josh.
And from Aaron, our team coverage moves to Robert Smith Jr. He's live in the newsroom with a close.
Robert Smith, put a black boy in jail.
Robert Smith, let me guess. Let me guess.
Good evening, Robert.
Good evening, Mike. I talked to one of the people closest to the heart of Jasmine Bean, her ex-boyfriend, who's been playing a pivotal role in her life since they were in middle school.
Say, like, good. That bitch was a hoe. I'm glad he killed her.
Torn into pieces after finding out the news from social media and phone calls that his ex-girlfriend from middle school, Jasmine Danielle Bean, was killed Sunday night.
When I seen the pictures, it crushed me. Like, I couldn't do nothing. I dropped my phone and I just started crying. I laid on the couch and I was crying. And if I'm hurting this way now, how I would feel when I see her laying in the casket.
Bean, along with Jalexis Wells, were found dead in a home on Fifth Avenue after the Dothan Police Department responded to a shooting where they believe many gathered to hang out. Campbell says he had a brief conversation with Bean about 10 hours prior to the tragedy. He says they had a bit of an unusual conversation where he says she expressed to him about life being rough and trying to change for the better.
Her exact words to me were exactly what she told me was.
It was like a movie.
She said, I feel like my time coming. She said she just didn't know when.
She said, listen, I want you to have all my money in my car. She said this, I swear to God.
She said, I'm going to live forever, but should I not? PlayStation 5, go to my boy Pom Pom Head.
That she wanted, all she wanted to do was make her mom and make her daughter proud. Because like I mentioned earlier,
also
she
said
was,
that her sister should probably give up some pussy to old Pom Pom Head, make feel better.
She was changing.
Campbell says Jasmine stayed to herself and tried to avoid any drama, even though it tends to try to find her. She was a sweet and caring person who always had her arms open for people to come and talk to about their problems. He says he and Bean have a special bond that dates back to middle school.
That's her. She's like, shoot me, motherfucker. Shoot me.
You won't, you 15-year-old dumb motherfucker. I'm 14.
Although you don't have the balls.
Longer together, he made a promise to always be a part of her support system for her, her mother, and her daughter Azalea, who she leaves behind.
She was a young mother that was trying to make it out of this city. No matter what we went through,
this guy really took the opportunity to make it about him. He dated this bitch in middle school.
Yeah, that's a weird thing to refer to yourself as the ex-boyfriend when you dated in middle school.
In middle school, it's a crazy thing. Like, I think about the girl that I dated in middle school. There was a girl named Jennifer Richardson that I dated in middle school. Like, it's such an insignificant thing in my life. My girlfriend from the summer before eighth grade.
Yeah.
What happened?
I just locked them forever.
You sound pretty bitter about it.
Well, no. All right. What happened was I was going into the ninth grade. She was going into the eighth grade. She was my girlfriend, right? Cute enough chick. She broke up with me and she started dating a kid named Billy Coe.
Oh, I hate Billy Coe.
Who was a senior in high school. So this girl's in the eighth grade. He's a senior. He's a man. The freaky, creepy dude. So then he's like, kind of like giving me shit about it. Like, we're on the bus and he's like, yeah, I took your girl. And I'm like, you're a fucking pedophile. Even back then, I was like, you're a fucking pedophile.
You mistook my tone. You're my hero, pedophile.
I'm a pedophile with your girlfriend. He goes, check in, mate.
So then I ended up fighting him. I got off the bus.
Yes, you told me this story.
I beat him up.
So now he lost a fight to a ninth grader, and he's dating an eighth grader.
Yeah, that sucks. Yeah, dude.
It does suck to lose to a ninth grader.
Dude, I beat his ass. I beat his ass right when we got off the bus.
Is he bigger than you?
No, because I was always like this size. But he was like a hockey player. He wasn't like a. I guess he was a pussy kid because he didn't.
But if you're a hockey player, you shouldn't lose a fight to a freshman when you're a senior.
Yeah, you shouldn't.
Was it like a middle school or whatever, like high school? Like, you know, you caught him in the face a couple times.
So like we sort of like, you know, throwing. Nobody really knew how to throw hands, so it turned into almost like grappling. Mm-hmm. And like I sprawled, like essentially what I did was, you know, knowing what fighting is now, there's just like instincts. He tried to like kind of like come underneath me and I sprawled back.
Dropped
and I
started a Darce choke.
I turned into an alligator joke.
I didn't know what it was called then.
No, so I started doing like imagine like being in front of him and the hitting him like really in the back of the head, like right here, like this, and I've like hurt my hands actually. And then I hit him maybe like 5 or 6 times, and then I got up and I kicked him in the face. I gave him a soccer kick.
Nice.
Then he got up and there was tears like in his eyes and his face was all red. And I was like, "That's right. That's where Jennifer."
He's like, "I'm gonna go cry and bleed in your girlfriend's pussy." Damn, check in, mate. I'm gonna be whacking off with sore skull punch hands.
I definitely hurt more than he did at the end of the fight because I didn't know to not punch somebody in the skull. Well, you just don't know to not punch somebody in the skull when you're like a kid. Like you're like, oh, there's his head. Here's my fist.
Absolutely perfect. Until that one movie came out with Brian Dennehy, Gladiator. You remember that movie?
I learned it from the UFC, like early UFCs, just the commentary being like, you got to be careful because you'll break your hands on their skull. And there was like one fighter, I remember the strategy was he was like putting his head down to try to like break the guy's hands.
Bobby, tell me you remember this movie.
I do remember it with Cuba Gooding Jr.
Yeah, this is my ticket. That was always the big line from it. But Brian Dennehy, who is an old man at this point in acting, I mean, an older guy with an old dad body, and he decides the kid who's been beating everybody, this happened in a lot of movies in the 90s, the kid who's kicking everyone's ass is having a really difficult time boxing old man Brian Dennehy because Brian Dennehy just drops his head every time, so you break your hand. It's an impossibly timed thing. It was just such a funny thing in the movie, but when he does it the first time, he goes, top of the head, hottest spot on the body. Hey guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our amazing sponsors over here at the Legion of Skanks. And of course, that is Zippix, everyone. Zippix toothpicks. You know what they are. There's those toothpicks that are laced up with the good stuff.
Ooh.
Nicotine. And you get it through what kind of absorption, Lewis?
Sublingual absorption. My favorite type of absorption.
That is. That's your favorite type of absorption.
Yeah, dude.
It gets you that nicotine buzz much quicker. And Zippix also comes in 6 amazing flavors.
Yeah.
You can use them anywhere you're not allowed to vape or smoke. Private
Look, people use them to quit smoking, which is incredible. But if you're just trying to fucking get your buzz all day at work, you can't go out in the cold and take cigarette breaks. Well, guess what? Zippix has you covered.
And they cost a ton less than cigarettes. If you go right now to ZippixToothpicks.com, Z-I-P-P-I-X, toothpicks.com, use the promo code LOS10, you're going to get, you know what? Take a guess, Dave. How much off?
9 max?
Nope. It's promo code is LOS10, so you're thinking
11%.
Okay. Now you're stretching Zippix out. They're a toothpick company. They can't give the goddamn things away. It's 10% off, guys. Stop guessing. 10% off when you use the promo code LOS10 at ZippixToothpicks.com. Get your order today. All right. Where were we?
Well, you remember there was old UFC fight. Remember this, Dave? There was a fight where like the fighter was just punching the other fighter's hands. Yeah, this is a moment.
I remember there was a guy who fought Nick Diaz who tried to do that. Some little Asian dude.
Yeah, dude.
They said they were like, he was practicing this earlier. We can't believe he's gonna do this. But he stood with like this crazy wide stance, and then he tried to punch his hands every time
as they came in. Yeah.
And Nick Diaz just boxed him up like a motherfucker.
Hilarious.
It was, it was just pretty quickly he realized that strategy would not work against someone who knew boxing.
We got a few minutes left here. Why don't we do plugs real quick, and then we could do one more story before we wrap this one up. Jay, we're going to do plugs right now, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I guess I'm stoned and just got paranoid that housekeeping was smelling the pot. So I just went for Febreze.
I would say this is like if they came to me at any hotel and said, all right, you could have a weed smoking room for $250 or a non-weed smoking room for the regular price, I would always pay the $250.
Yeah.
Every time.
Here, though. It's not legal here, though.
Yeah, you do got to worry about that. All right, I got a lot of live stuff coming up. lewisofskanks.com to grab tickets for all my shows. Go there. I'll be with Aaron Berg in McHenry, Illinois, Indianapolis, Glendale, Wisconsin, the first weekend in December. Then we'll be in Toronto in mid-December. Me and Dave, the Comedy Store, that was just about to be sold out on New Year's Eve, which I'm very, very excited about, with special guests Karen Feehan, Colin Turrell, Zach Kabiko, and musical guest Crack Miko. And then a lot of other dates coming up in January, including Washington, D.C., Phoenix, Arizona, Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio, and Minneapolis, Minnesota. lewisofskanks.com. If you guys are excited about Skankfest, December 12th, pre-sale tickets are going to go on sale at skankfest.com. If you check that week before, we are going to be announcing the location and the date, so look out for that announcement very, very soon. Once again, that is skankfest.com. Follow me on Twitch. My Twitch channel's bumping. If you guys want to fucking always get the inside scoop on a lot of things, I always release it to my Twitch community first. Those are the ones. I always like an AMA every day in my Twitch chat. Just ask me anything. I'm very, very honest. And subscribe to gasdigitalnetwork.com. Use the promo code LOS. Get a 7-day free trial and unlock the entire on-demand library for all of the shows here on the network. Thousands of hours of content that are not available anywhere else in the world, all ad-free, uncensored, all in one place.
Good. Hell yeah. This Friday, I'll be out in Poughkeepsie at Laugh It Up with Robbie the Fire Bernstein and BK Chris. There are a few tickets still available for those shows, so grab them now. The ticket link's up at Comic Dave Smith. Of course, like Lewis said, New Year's Eve, we're back at the Comedy Store. And then I'm going to be out on the road a whole bunch in 2023. ComicDaveSmith.com for all the ticket links. Part of the Problem, my political podcast, of course, right here at Gas Digital Network, as well as Yo MMA Rap. That's all.
BigJComedy.com for all my dates. This weekend, I believe, we're close to sold out on all shows here, so if you can get tickets, get them and get the hell out here. Next weekend, Cap City Comedy Club in Austin. Then I'm going to L.A. to do the roast. And then after that, next weekend, I'm being the San Jose Improv. Stress Factory, New Brunswick. Going to be there the weekend before Christmas. And then New Year's Eve, I will be at the American Comedy Company for that whole weekend. So we said we gotta think of something fun that we give a fan that can prove they were at both, that they came to your guys' show.
Pictures of yourself at both shows. You have to be in the picture.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And if you post that, we're going to give you something.
Something. That's where Lewis comes into play.
Give you a t-shirt.
A t-shirt. And Lewis J. Gomez will give you a ride from the airport.
Yay.
Hell yeah. Oh, man. Dave, where are you going for Thanksgiving?
I'm going to my mom's. Wife and kids are going there, and my sister's bringing her kid over. My brother's coming and shit, so family thing over there. Uh-huh. And then we're doing like a day after Thanksgiving thing with her family here.
I'll say, thank God. I was like, you can't not go to the Italian family.
Well, we switch off Thanksgiving every year. You know, I'm a Jew, so fucking there's no competition on like Christmas and Easter and shit like that, so I get all those families with her. But I will be the first to admit that, yeah, I'm a little bit more excited when it's the Italian year for Thanksgiving. Yeah. But we'll do it the next day. It's fine.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Italians know how to fucking cook.
Oh, yeah. They've got the Jews beat.
Particularly.
They've got the Jews beat.
The Jews know how to eat good food. Cook. I've never been like, I'm going to this my Jewish friend's house. The way their family cooks is unbelievable. Yeah, but like, I do enjoy the Jewish foods. Like, I enjoy, you know, like the lox and the fucking bagels.
Excellent.
And
the latkes
and the fucking knishes and all that type of shit. It's always fucking delicious.
Corned beef.
No, delicious conditions, doggy. That is my new fucking business.
Oh, hell yeah. Put it next to your
fuck you, Gas Digital. Fuck Gas Digital. Delicious conditions truck is on your corner.
Dude, delicious conditions is...
Done. It already exists for sure.
You don't know, dude.
I don't, but I would be right, yes.
Jay, if it doesn't, will you invest in a food truck called Delicious Conditions? Because you said it's been done. So
for two small payments of $200,000...
I'd have to taste the knish.
Yeah,
that's a great slogan. Yes, you're in, dude. Delicious knishes. Taste the knish.
Yeah, I'd have to taste. I don't even know what a good knish is, though. I've never been a knish guy.
I love a good knish. A little mustard on it. Excellent.
Yes, a little bit of mustard. I've seen those.
They have ones that look awesome that they kind of put corned beef and stuff in.
So they do rice, right? Knish is rice and a potato. Potato's a latke, right?
No, I thought it's potato and a knish.
They're both potato.
Yeah, they're both potato.
I think you do a rice knish too, or I think just a rice ball.
I think I'm pretty sure knishes are all potato.
Yeah, you're thinking of a rice ball.
I don't know what's going on, but it's all delicious and they're all knishes.
What happened to Doug Stanhope's house?
Did you fucking figure out if there's delicious knishes? What are we fucking?
Yeah, I've Googled it. I don't see anything coming up for delicious knishes.
You owe me hundreds of thousands of dollars.
For the first time ever, Jews have left money on the table.
That's crazy. No.
I said I'd invest. New York search. Let me keep looking.
Can you just look up deliciousknishes.com, Bobby?
You think Bobby knows how to spell knishes? Yeah, I have to taste the knish. If I think it's delicious, I'll invest. I'm trying to think of when anybody would want a knish from a cart. Is that a cart food?
I would do a cart, yeah.
Delicious knishes is available to purchase.
Bobby, purchase that domain for me right now.
Okay.
Thank you.
Delicious knishes. What happened to Doug Stanhope's house? Is there a story behind that?
Okay, deliciousknishes.com is taken.
Come on, Bobby. What the fuck is wrong with you? Did you think I wanted a .net?
Yeah, but there's no. They're not currently using it.
You know, that's a joke because I don't know how to do that. I wouldn't even know the first process of buying a domain name.
You go to GoDaddy.com, just type in the domain you want and click buy, and then you own it. It's very easy to just buy the domain, to now turn it into a website and to park it and to do all the other things. Then it's a little bit out of my pay grade. But I can buy a domain, my friend.
Yeah, I don't know how. Sorry.
What happened to Doug Stanhope's house?
He had a fire in his house. I'll bring up his Instagram in a second.
Well, I don't believe fires could happen.
Ever?
Like, I would, if I had...
You thought it was a myth?
If I was a candle guy, I would leave my candles burning regularly. I would leave for vacation. Really? I would leave for vacation with candles burning. What is the process of a candle... Like, unless you have a cat to knock it over, like, how could a candle set your house on fire?
Spoken like a guy who's never seen a Final Destination movie. Well, I'll tell you exactly how, Lewis. Someone next door is doing a little yard work, okay? And while they're doing that yard work, that lawnmower hits a screw. Screw goes flying through the glass window. What was the thing you said killed him? The candle. Screw then hits the TV. TV sends a spark. Spark! Hits the curtains. Curtains go up. Had nothing to do with the candle at all the whole time. Look at that. Candle was running. Your house still burnt down.
You know what?
So there's the video of the actual fire that he posted, and then there's also one of him going through the house afterwards. So I'll play this one first.
This is what Brian would want me to do at this hour. 365 degrees. Burning down the house. Now what you do on TikTok? You do a dumb dance?
Oh, no. So what was... All right. Let's see the aftermath, I guess.
All right.
Oh, no.
Jeez. Oh, shit. That's like where you're like...
That sucks. Everything.
Look at that. Film that. They covered up...
Oh, no.
Suits. They covered up the fucking suits. We're gonna film today.
Do we know how his house caught fire?
Suits I might wear.
It's undisclosed as of right now.
After I thought
he hasn't posted about how it happened.
Fire. Oh jeez. Wow.
Fuck my suits, and then the fire chief.
Yeah, if you're going all this and you don't mention what happened exactly, it's like I don't even worry about that.
Hey, don't worry about it. But hey, you know what? I just bought a house in Bermuda. Unrelated. I just bought a Rolls Royce.
They covered up my suits. Uncover these guys. I need FEMA to take care of this. Well, that fucking sucks, though.
Yeah, that sucks. Yeah, good thing everyone's okay, I guess.
Yeah. That is sad. Can we see the Madonna video before we go?
Sure.
Madonna's getting weird, dude. Britney Spears, absolute lunatic. Don't even understand how her fans, like, how she has any fans. Like, hey, if you're a Britney Spears fan and you see her, you're not going, get her help. And that's not your only response. You're not a fan. You're a fucking piece of shit.
The naked stuff she keeps doing?
It's not even just the naked stuff. You just see her crying.
I don't know what else she's, like, doing besides
that. That's it. But you just see in her crazy face that she's a lunatic.
Yeah.
I'm on Lewis's side on this one.
You don't think that she looks like, I'm talking about, like, dangerously crazy?
Yeah. She has nutbag eyes for sure.
I feel like Madonna's going through some of this as well.
I don't know what she's going through.
Put it down a little, Bobby. It's blasting my eardrums in a brutally painful way.
Bobby.
Just kill the music, Brian. Kill the music, Brian.
Bobby, it's crazy. Bobby.
That was wild.
Yeah, I don't get her. What's...
I feel like we should also be able to hear the music without it blasting our eardrums out. I feel like there's a solution there.
Brian, you have to turn your computer music volume down.
She looks like a... Lower. Lower! Even way lower. Let's say 90% lower.
Can you make it louder? Can you crank it up to 10 and rip the knob off?
Please,
just
lower!
Just kill the music, Brian. Kill it. Twitter doesn't give you an option to, or Instagram doesn't give you an option to lower the music, the volume.
That was like a David Lynch movie. It's just someone screaming lower and it keeps getting louder.
Okay. Well,
she's pretty weird, that Madonna.
Yeah. What's the, it was called Desperate. Is that an Instagram post? It looked like it was a commercial for something.
Yeah, it was Instagram.
It's not a commercial for anything? She's a commercial for, like, herself.
It's a commercial for therapy.
Just, yeah.
I get, what is she? She's mid-60s?
I think grandma. Grandma age.
Is it mid-60s?
I don't know.
By the way, there's a way to get older and still be kind of hot, right? Like Susan Lucci, is
Madonna's
that her name?
64.
Susan Lucci, or even like Dolly Parton, like she like just was hot when
Susan
she was older.
Susan Lucci was a really weird specific person to say.
Right? Wasn't she
Susan
like a hot
Lucci?
Like, who am I thinking of?
Susan Lucci? Erica Kane from TV's whatever it was, One Life to Live.
Who am I thinking of?
I don't know, but Susan Lucci really made me laugh.
I mean, yeah, I was right.
Yeah, I'm not wrong.
Sure, I just don't know where you pulled Susan Lucci out of.
I don't know, dude. She's like known as a hot.
Lewis was a big soap opera guy.
A hot old lady.
I used to watch soap operas, like if I was sick, homesick from school or something like that.
Oh God, that
was. Who is Chandler's mom? That's who I was thinking of, and that's not Susan Lucci.
Chandler's mom on Friends.
Yeah, Chandler's mom on Friends. Remember, he had like a hot slut mom. That was like a big thing.
Yeah, I remember. I could even picture the chick, but I don't remember. Yeah,
Morgan like Fairchild.
That was it, but that's not who I was not thinking of. But she was hot for an old lady, dude.
Christie Brinkley?
Nope.
Okay.
No. Before
not
we go,
Raquel
I got it.
Not
Raquel Welch.
Welch.
What did she look like? I can't remember. I can't picture.
She was hot till pretty old. It looked like, you know.
Yeah, dude. These were hot old.
I mean, I know who she is. I just have to.
But they weren't rolling around trying to pretend they were sexy. Like they even did like Playboy and shit, like in their older age. And they were sort of classy in the way that they fucking held themselves. Like Madonna's being a creepy old lady.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's over now for Raquel Welch from a picture I just saw. But I mean,
let's see Raquel Welch 2022.
Deep into her 50s.
I love how we're such piece of shit. We're going to look at this 80-year-old woman and be like, oh, look at her. Yuck. She really fell off.
It's over. It's over.
Oh, she fell off.
But, I mean, like, in her 60s.
Oh, she's an old fat lady.
Like, that was her in her 60s with the blonde hair right there, yeah.
Damn, dude. Damn, she really fell off. Was she somebody's mom on a TV show as well?
But, again, like, I don't know. It doesn't really...
Yeah, Google Raquel Welch mom, and that's going to give you the answer of what I was looking for. I can't even believe it. I can't even believe it. What I deal with here. This is a crazy thing.
You know, I'd be really good at looking stuff up.
What would you have looked up, Jay? Why don't we do a show one day where we're producing the show and Bobby, Alex, and fucking whoever else, they're doing the show. And that's the entire show, is them trying to do a Legion of Skanks show while we produce it.
Okay. Can I be just the look stuff up guy?
Yeah.
Because I got to be honest with you. I won't know how to get it onto the screen.
Yeah, I'm not. It's there won't be a show,
Dave,
because
you
don't
Dave,
know how to make
you
it.
You are the happen. Get the drinks for the guest guy.
Dave, I would like you running around with a headset, though. Just
I'll tell you, I'll be really bad. I'll be really bad at that job, too, because I'll simply refuse to do it.
Yeah, he goes, give me a drink. He goes, I'm listening to what's being said this time.
Brian did want us to know at 4:02 that he was turning it down. Well, Brian, I want to let you know that no the fuck you weren't. But it was blasting at our eardrums in a wild, crazy way.
Instagram doesn't give you the option. You have to turn it down for your computer, the full sound of your computer.
Oh, I didn't realize your boyfriend had to stick up for you, Brian. Good job, Bobby. You just fucking got your respect back.
Oh, man, I'm sorry, guys.
Brian, you're safe now because Bobby protected you from that bad man, Lewis.
Yeah. Brian, what are you doing for Christmas? You're at your mom's?
It's Thanksgiving.
I'm talking about Christmas, though. Oh. Sorry, Brian, Christmas?
Yeah, my brother and his wife are coming down. Apparently, they just bought a boat and they want to tell us about it.
Nice.
All right. Nice. That sounds like a real carton of cigarettes for Christmas kind of spirit.
Bobby, what are you doing? You going to the family? What are you and your wife? Or you're now wife? How crazy is that?
Yeah, we're going to my mom's for Thanksgiving and my dad's for Christmas.
So your mom and dad aren't together?
No. No, they've been divorced for several years.
I should have known that. I'm really a bad friend.
They're both remarried, have kids.
You really? What a piece of shit.
Yeah.
You have a sister, Bobby?
He's got a
I have a half sister.
How old is she?
She is now 29 years old.
Want me to fuck her?
Well, she has a kid of her own as well.
Oh, not that toy.
Luis J. Gomez.
And she's half Puerto Rican, Luis.
Luis J. Gomez. You'll like this moniker. Luis J. Gomez is something like...
I'm going to call her Mommy Hutch.
It's got to be like the whatever. He's like AAA Pete Davidson, Luis. He's racking up Pete Davidson numbers, just not at like
the fame
Kardashian Ariana level fame. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
God bless you, dude.
Yeah. My check just landed now.
Nice. You picking her up?
You
don't want her to judge you for that fucking warped panel on your stupid car.
Oh, it's making me so angry, dude.
Sorry, babe. I don't have $181 to fix this.
Oh, yeah. No, she just landed at the airport. Now she's going to Uber. I didn't have time to get her, so.
Yeah. Fuck her, man. Make her come with you, dude. I like
Let her fucking Uber.
Let her Uber. And she learns. That's how they learn. Well, I'm thankful for all my friends. And happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there. Hope you had a happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. And we'll catch you guys live Monday from the stand.
With the great Bobby Kelly.
Ooh. Until then, peace, dude.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
Or lazy-eyed albino.
Cry for me. Come on. Cry.
I'm a shepherd of shitheads.
Luis Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
J. Gomez.
If you look at me, I'm going to break your fucking jaw. I want to punch you in your fucking nose. May I punch up my magic in his fucking head.
And comedian Dave Smith.
Fuck you, I ain't got jokes.
I feel like if I wanted to be gay...
Fucking stick your fist up your ass. You have lube.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.
Yo, ding dong. We're done here. Time to go.